more people arrive at this sit-in in the northern part of Khartoum. It's now in its fifth day. Protesters here are demanding the military abandon politics after it took power last October. The army announced on Monday it was withdrawing from talks to form a transitional government to pave way for political parties to reach an agreement. But organizers of the sit-in, known as resistance committees, are continuing with their protests.
We think the statement from the army is just a political process and a play with words. When we say we want them to return to the barracks, it's not just about them leaving politics. It's about the reform of the security sector, ensuring that their role is clearly defined and making sure that they don't have access to wealth that should be going into the government coffers.
Bahri's sit-in is one of many such protests in Khartoum. They started after mass protests last month left 9 people dead and hundreds injured when security forces used tear gas and live ammunition to disperse demonstrations. Protesters here say the army's talk of withdrawal fails to meet their demands.
We want to end the military rule because a lot of people are suffering. Since they took charge 3 years ago, nothing has changed. And even with the army saying it's withdrawing from talks, there's been no justice yet for the protesters killed, so we're not going anywhere.
The talks were being facilitated by the UN, along with the African Union and the regional body IGAD. Following the army's withdrawal, the tripartite mechanism announced it was cancelling negotiations and will consult political parties and stakeholders on a new format to end Sudan's political crisis.
There have been varied reactions from political parties. While some have announced they are ready to sit down and find ways to form a transitional government, others have denounced the army's withdrawal, rejected the possibility of further talks, and called for more protests.
As the tripartite mechanism tries to bring the parties together, resistance committees say they will work to ensure any deal reached is accepted by protesters.
Resistance committees are monitoring bodies before being executive bodies. We will support political parties to make sure they appoint a government of technocrats that can work for the people and not affiliated to any political party. Our demands are very clear. We want a government with competent people that can deliver.
But it's not clear when or if that government will be formed. Sudan's road to political stability still appears a long one. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera, Khartoum.